The battle over Neshaminy High School's mascot has come to a head once again. Since 2013, school administrators and the student newspaper disagreed about whether the paper can refuse to publish the word Redskins. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports, students say school leadership is now violating their constitutional right to free speech by ordering the paper to publish the name.
At issue is a story about a talent competition called the Mr. Redskin Contest. Neshaminy School District spokesman Chris Stanley says the author of the article in the newspaper, called the Playwickian, asked to have the full mascot name kept in the published version. And that's the version the administration approved.
I mean, the principal and the advisor have to approve every article. So again, it's a supervised setting.
Newspaper staff, however, published the story with the mascot's name redacted, as per their policy. School leaders swiftly took down the online post and revoked student privileges to publish online. Adam Goldstein, attorney with the Student Press Law Center, says while administrations have the power to censor a story, under the First Amendment, a policy can't compel students to say something they don't want to.
The school wants to force this word into their student editor's mouth, which is just astonishing and clearly unconstitutional. If you can't force a student to recite the pledge, you can't force them to write a word they believe to be a racial slur.
Playwickian editor-in-chief Tim Cho, who's been on the newspaper staff for 4 years, says he's looking into legal action to defend his freedom of speech.
I've been through this entire controversy from the beginning until this point, and this is not something I'm just going to give up.
School policy forbids punishing students for editorial decisions. And, in case you were wondering, the name of the newspaper comes from a settlement of the Lenni Lenape called Playwiki, which translates to lots of turkeys. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.